Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty then, we're at Thursday, yeah. Yeah, that's the ticket. Come on, man, we're going to make it. It's going to be another awesome day in the Sunshine State. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Really cool video I got to see that that somebody had forwarded to our boss, and they were picking up water at a small lake in the Ocala area in Marion County near the forest, and they were using that to put out wildfires, like three different helicopters. Mm-hmm. And they dropped down with like a hose, and they sucked the water up. And if this video was not edited, it didn't seem to be, it took about 2 minutes. What kind of pumps do they have where in 2 minutes
yeah,
they could fill that? And those are the big heavy-duty helicopters. So
I love those.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, very and cool. Anything to put out the wildfires, that's a good thing. The other big things going on, a lot of graduations happening, UF, Santa Fe. That's going to be going on basically all weekend. You're going to have an influx of people. Roads are going to be busier.
Restaurants.
You just want to, you want to keep all of that in mind and plan accordingly. There's also fun stuff going on. This Saturday, Hot Rodding for Heroes Car Show is going to be at High Springs in front of the brewery there, and that's going to take place from 2 to 6. It's $25 to enter your car or motorcycle, and it goes to benefit the local Marines, and we're going to have Matt Jacobson on a little bit later this morning to talk about that. In fact, we've got a bunch of great guests lined up for you, so you don't want to miss a minute of the show.
It's a busy one.
Hey, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, looks like we're getting that rare earth minerals deal done, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. You probably heard at the news top of the hour, and they've signed a historic economic partnership agreement between Ukraine and the United States that establishes the Reconstruction Investment Fund, and it allows the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. So we won't have to beg China for those rare earth minerals. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yep.
It also shows that, look, the U.S. now has a legit investment in Ukraine, and that, I hope, would be considered carefully by Vladimir Putin and perhaps lead to maybe a, you know, a quicker, you know, taking less time to get to the peace talk table.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of positives there. Press release, Department of Treasury. Bessent praised Donald Trump's tireless efforts to secure a lasting peace in the war between Ukraine and Russia. I'm glad to announce the signing of today's historic economic partnership, et cetera, et cetera. As the president has said, the United States is committed to helping facilitate the end of this cruel and senseless war. This agreement signals clearly to Russia that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. So, this is very, very good news. Also, you know, I'm not saying that China is caving in when it comes to this tariff battle, but little by little, they seem to be making some changes on their end. For instance, China waived a 125% tariff on ethane imports. I'm not going to pretend like I know about ethane other than I asked Greg about it. And we looked it up. So, yes, it's like a precursor to a lot of things. Probably the biggest thing, making plastics.
And we get a lot of plastic crap from China.
Yeah, so if you take the M out of methane, then you have ethane. And apparently, China takes in a lot of that. They're responsible for about half of our ethane exports each year. So, it looks like maybe little by little, piece by piece, you know, China doesn't want... Look, they're going to concede. They don't want to concede. They certainly are not going to do it in one fell swoop, it looks like. They're going to sort of piecemeal their way toward it. That way we don't ever have the big headline, China caved. Chinese companies that rely on U.S. ethane include Satellite Chemical, SP Chemicals, Sinopec, probably Sinopec. Anyway, there's a bunch of them, a bunch of groups. And it joins a growing list of products that China has granted tariff exemptions for amid the ongoing trade.
Well, we have seen scenarios where some of the ports where normally a lot of Chinese things would be coming in, not seeing quite so much. So definitely having an effect on their export.
Well, and they, you know, whether they've tried to hide it or whether they want sympathy, but the world does know that they've got factories that are shutting down, Chinese workers that are out of work. It's only going to get worse. We've got a story here that hundreds of angry Chinese workers are marching in the streets of China's industrial cities to protest layoffs and unpaid wages.
Whoops.
Unemployment was already a big problem for China, faltering post-pandemic economy, particularly youth unemployment. Now analysts are predicting Trump's tariffs could wipe out more than 16 million jobs. Wow. Remember, the Chinese Communist government and their military arm, they're not going to fight fair.
No.
They have been already involved in asymmetrical warfare against us. They're not going to just let this lie. They're going to try to damage our economy. How are they going to do that? They'll probably utilize some hacking things. Remember, they actually admitted to some hacking in the past and creating problems. So, yeah, you know, we're in for, you know, maybe some challenges. We're in for some challenges in dealing with China specifically. But overall, I think that the tariff thing is working extremely well. And you've got many countries lowering their tariffs, just as I believe the president had planned they would do. And historic agreements with a lot of folks are being signed, a lot of promises for a lot of money. We're talking about nearly $8 trillion.
Well, the T.
$8 trillion. Of, you know, promises and agreements and deals since the president took office in 100 days. These kinds of investments and agreements, I mean, a lot of these things, even tariffs, take months, sometimes as long as a year and a half to really, you know, get them done. But not this president. He's a working president. He wants to see success. He wants to win, and we are definitely the beneficiaries of that. So enjoy, celebrate, pump it up, my friends. It is 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcasts, like Spotify or the Odyssey app. And all you have to do is find it, click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. This story is, it's brutal. It's nasty, to be honest with you. But it reads like a movie, and it's frightening. And it happened in Florida. And I can't show you the picture of the radio, but the guy, David Earl Gibson, 40 years old, the poster child for crazy, tatted up, scary dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Florida man was apprehended in a wooded area in Washington County after a woman he allegedly assaulted and held in a storage container escaped. Arrested on charges of sexual battery, aggravated battery, false imprisonment. The woman, who for obvious reasons not publicly identified, was severely beaten, needed medical attention when emergency medical services and law enforcement responded to the scene. The sheriff's office said the victim stated that Gibson, visited her residence, then became irate, started attacking her, and apparently he bound and gagged her while beating her and threatening to kill her.
Oh.
He's also accused of sexually assaulting her and beating her with a handgun and a blunt object before dragging her out of the house. He uses her mother-in-law's vehicle to take her to his residence, where he continued to abuse her, later putting her in a container out in the yard and basically hogtying her.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She was naked, still handcuffed and duct taped around her mouth, according to Sheriff Kevin Cruz. That was her condition when they found her. He had put a rope over her neck, tucked her legs up underneath her, like I said, basically hog-tied her. She got extremely hot. She thought she was going to suffocate and die. Miraculously, she was able to get her legs loose and kick the plywood that was containing her, freeing herself. Now, remember, her hands are still bound with handcuffs.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? She got out of the shed and ran for her life. At one point, she told us that once she was away from the house, she used a tree to help remove the duct tape. She had no other way. So,
man,
she's like rubbing her face on a tree to get the duct tape off of her mouth.
Very resourceful woman, though, considering the situation she's in.
At that time, she made her way to the edge of a roadway where a passerby saw her, stopped, picked her up, and immediately called 911, which that's a great thing to do. But I got to tell you, That's a scary thing.
Oh, yeah.
You see a woman like that, and you're not sure what to do, and how close is the bad guy?
Yes. Is he right behind?
Or is it part of a ruse? You pull over, you want to be helpful, and then the bad guy comes out.
Yeah.
I believe he had killed her mother-in-law. Yeah. And because she was later found dead and beaten, they used the description to a pulp in her home. 74-year-old Letty Cooper Collins. And listen to this. This guy Gibson, approximately, because I guess they quit adding them up, 33 total felony charges dating back to 1999. He had been to prison eight times. This guy is a total, not just a loser, but an extremely violent, dangerous, murdering loser.
At some point, people like this just don't need let out.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately for a couple of people, now it's a little too late, especially for the one woman.
Yeah.
He's been charged with multiple counts of burglary, including armed burglary, as well as arson. This is a horrific event, obviously. And he acknowledged many agencies for their support in apprehending him, stating that photos were key, and thanked the community for its support and patience. They also are seeking murder charges against Gibson for the older woman's death. Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean,
see, people at that point,
came into the woman's home and made a victim out of her. Yeah. Mm. Talk to your local professionals about guidance, marksmanship, mm-hmm. and other things maybe related to some form of protection.
Yes.
That's just something that I would advise, you know, women that I know. So
my wife knows how. Well, it's like you remember a year or so ago when I was already at work and somebody's at our front door at 4:30 in the morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, have mom call 911. You go to the safe, you get the gun that is loaded and you know how to shoot, and they were ready just in case.
This is a story from the other day, but it just reminds us how out of touch the mainstream media is. Terry Moran from ABC News interviewed the president, and he basically got his rear end handed to him.
As he should.
And so because the president is, you know, speaking the truth, and they can't handle the truth. The establishment media didn't miss the story on former President Joe Biden's mental decline. They didn't miss it.
Well, maybe they didn't miss it. They didn't tell us about it for a long time, like years.
Well, they missed it, and they missed it on purpose.
Well, there's that little detail,
But former NBC host Chuck Todd actually came out and said that.
Really?
Yeah, he spent nearly 20 years with NBC.
Yeah.
And he said Todd spoke against the virtue signaling of many who say that the establishment media covered up the mental decline of Biden. However, he said this was not a media failure, but a failure of the Democratic Party. Look, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chucky boy. You worked 20 years at a high level in the media. And somehow you're still in denial about the connection between the mainstream lefty media and the Democrat Party. You can't blame the Democrat Party for almost anything without pointing another finger or two back at yourself.
Mm-hmm. If you're there and you see it, you're supposed to be the news.
These people, yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say other than they really are delusional. I don't know what else you say. They're delusional. Yeah. We've got special guests coming up. Sherry Houston from Santa Fe College. We got Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. We got Matt Jacobson from the Marines. We got a lot going on. Yeah. So stick around, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:28 Thursday on 97.3 The Sky. Heads up, it's going to be a busy weekend. If you're in the listing area or you're traveling in or through Gainesville, Marion County, too, it's going to be busy. A lot of graduations going on. You've got Santa Fe College, UF, and it's going to be busier on the roadways and busier, especially like probably in area restaurants, generally kind of how it goes. If you figure you got a couple thousand from Santa Fe, you've got over 10,000 UF, that's 12,000 graduates. If just mom and dad from the family come.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that just gives you a little idea, a little perspective how it's going to be busy. So, you know, when the Pope died, and then I saw the story almost simultaneously that J.D. Vance had visited him in it, and I'm like, wow, that kind of happened in pretty close proximity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I said, I wonder when the Dems are going to blame J.D. Vance for killing him. And of course, no, I was saying it facetiously, it was just too early to joke about stuff like that, but apparently not.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't know this guy, Bowen Yang. I never heard of him, but apparently he's enough of a name to get on The View. He sent the ladies into shock by calling United States Vice President J.D. Vance a Pope killer on the air.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's from Saturday Night Live. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That explains it.
And
they need all the attention they can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And asked if it was true that Yang initially didn't want to play Vance on SNL, but the comedian chalked it up to imposter syndrome. I just thought there would be better people for it. It was my imposter syndrome. I was like, there are better people. But listen, I worked with an accent coach. I had to get it between Ohio and Appalachia with the accent. It's hard. It's very subtle. Yang barely missed a beat and then added, I mean, he's, look, the guy's a Pope killer.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
wow.
Yeah. The joke, supposedly, sent the co-host into a frenzy. They try to contain their laughter. Laughter.
I can see that.
That is a joke. Yeah. But the view audience howled with laughter. The interview hit a dramatic pause, and everyone struggled to compose themselves. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
the view.
It's like, think of the stupidest thing you could say, and there'll be people that actually will say it. Oh, yeah. Especially chances of it being on The View pretty high.
And probably by Joy Behar or, you know, somebody like that.
Who, you know, in their defense, hopefully they're high on the show, because if they're not,
they're just stupid.
They really are.
When will that show go away?
I don't know. I know their ratings aren't very good.
Yeah,
they've got they get beat by Fox News and cable TV, and that has a much smaller reach than ABC. American taxpayers must continue funding attorneys for unaccompanied alien children facing deportation. That's according to a United States district judge has ruled. This is Arceli Martinez Olguin, born in Mexico City, Mexico, and appointed to the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, issued a nationwide injunction. Once again, a nationwide injunction from a district court, blocking President Donald Trump from ending taxpayer funds being used to pay for lawyers for UACs, unaccompanied alien children. They had sought to get the judge thrown off the case, revealing that she once worked as a managing attorney for one of the lead plaintiffs in the case. Attorneys for the Trump administration said Olguin's handling of the case presents an appearance of bias due to her prior work. Yeah, an appearance of bias. Yeah, that's putting it very, very nicely. More than 25,000 UACs are provided with these free lawyers thanks to funding approved by Congress year after year. And what do you do? And here's, you're unaccompanied.
Right.
You're a child. You're a minor. If you don't get legal representation, how would you handle it?
Mm-hmm. What happens to you? Yeah, right.
And how does that or would that change if you did have legal representation?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the answers for that. But I would think it would just speed up the process. You could still get a hearing, still go in front of a judge.
Right.
But it would just be, you know, there wouldn't be someone there to question it.
Right.
But even if there was, I don't know. Sometimes things are kind of cut and dry, aren't they?
Should be.
Well, yeah.
Should be.
Yep.
You and your common sense and logic, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a Biden-appointed judge blocks Border Patrol. I'll explain that coming up.
Ugh, these All judges. Right?
Happy Thursday. Pump it up. 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 97.3 The Sky. It is another day in paradise, my friend. 6:50, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Graduation ceremonies taking place in the area. Busy on roadways, especially in Gainesville near UF. Restaurants will be busy. Just a heads up for you on that. Also, some wildfires in the Ocala National Forest. They were working hard to get those under control using helicopters, dropping down and sucking water out of the little lakes and fighting that fire with them. It's a pretty cool video that somebody sent us, and we appreciate that. Thank you. All right, what else do we have going on? Kamala Harris. She's been kind of a little quiet lately, kind of.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Look, if it's about getting attention, fantastic job she does. Yeah, she is. She emerged from her little hibernation from politics to deliver a stern rebuke of President Trump. They still don't get it. They're fighting a rising tide, and they just don't get it. But anyway, soon the whole thing devolved into one of her trademark word salads. This time, focusing on a video of elephants during an earthquake. Now,
remember that.
A lot of people have seen it. Yeah. And what it does, what happens is the elephants, I guess they feel vibrations from the ground, and they kind of circle around each other, you know, and they're protecting their little pack from anything outside. And so it's kind of cool. And she makes a reference to it. Yeah. She goes, "It's kind of dark in here, but I'm asking for a show of hands. Who saw that video from a couple of weeks ago of some of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo during an earthquake?" And she described how the elephants felt the earth shaking beneath their feet. They got in a circle and stood next to each other to protect the most vulnerable.
Oh, I see where this is going.
What a powerful metaphor, she said. Yeah. Because we know those who try to incite fear are most effective when they divide and conquer, when they separate the herd, when they try to make everyone think they are alone. The confusing sidetrack came in the middle of a speech that painted a dystopian view of America under Trump and her former 2024 foe marks his 100th day in office. Very interesting because, first of all, in her little scenario, does she realize that the elephant represents the Republican Party?
I think that she might have missed that part.
Yeah.
Just details.
And so when Kamala was told about it, she said, "Oh, well, what's our symbol?" And somebody had to tell her a jackass.
Right? Some things are obvious.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing is to try to divide and conquer, try to separate the herd. That's exactly what the Democrats have been trying to do.
Identity politics, anyone?
Exactly. Come precisely.
On. Wow.
But again, it goes back to they call you what they are. They say you're doing what they're doing. This is a great example of that.
Well, they have to put everybody in a category, which keeps you separate. You're black, you're white, you're a man, you're a woman, you're one of the other 37. You're rich, you're poor. I mean, it's always something to categorize you.
But it is a good thing that she's got Tim Walz by her side. And are they going to run again? They might. Because this guy, he's got something special.
But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this.
Notice he was being serious and people chuckled at him when he said that.
And permission structure?
Yeah,
that's, you know what that's man code for? You're an idiot geek. You're a dweeb.
Yeah.
You so don't get it. You're like the least cool person in the room, all right? But maybe he would call himself groovy. Well, there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
He claimed that former Vice President Kamala Harris picked him because he could code talk to white guys watching football and fixing their trucks. Is that not racist? Are you not saying that white guys watching football, so black guys don't watch football now, apparently.
Or fix their own vehicles, apparently.
Exactly. How ignorant.
And he's got this whole self-grandizing, I'm a tough guy kind of thing. I guess because he thinks he coached football, people look at him in a masculine way, and they don't.
No.
He just kind of dances on stage.
He just doesn't. He didn't. Yeah. you know, everybody's different.
No,
okay?
He's different. Yeah.
But the funny thing is he doesn't even know who he is.
No.
Right?
No.
And Kamala probably isn't exactly sure who she is either. So there's that. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got special guests coming up, so don't go anywhere. It's Thursday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.